Ollie Horgan, Finn Harps manager, your team lose 3-1 here in Tallaght Stadium to Shamrock Rovers. What are your thoughts on the match?
Could have been worse, could have been better. Maybe the best way of summarising it. The game was over after half an hour. Look, there were poor goals we gave away from any standard. We last year with wonder goals from the likes of Greg Bulger and Aaron Green before. We didn't get out of the blocks, and after half an hour you're 3-0 down. It looks like, you know, the gates could open, but at least we stuck at it in the last hour. We dug in, we got a goal back, and we huffed and puffed a little bit. But look, there's a big gap in standard, and there's a big gap in the league positions, as you can see as a result.
How frustrating was it that the first two goals came, I won't say directly from mistakes, but there was mistakes from you guys in the lead-in?
Yeah, the first goal was a free kick that the referee very generously gave against Leo Donlan. He went up for a header at the edge of the area. He was certainly with his eyes on the ball. And maybe the shouting and roaring of players is a bit louder with no supporters. However, the execution of the free kick by Jack Byrne was second to none. But other than that being a mistake, can we blame the official for losing? No, absolutely not. The second and third goal were much more obvious mistakes where, I think we gave a back pass that was under hit. And it was a one-on-one that he finished. The third one, probably from Mark Andy's point of view, he rarely makes mistakes, but he certainly made one there. And that's all in the first half an hour. No, at least we got one back, and it's something to hold on to. And we haven't scored in Tallaght. We haven't scored against Shamrock Rovers for a year or two, so that's a positive. But we're clutching at straws, trying to get positives out of it, having been 3-0 down after half an hour.
It's Shelburne at home on Tuesday night. That's a big one, isn't it? All the home games are big games.
Yeah. Well, if we play like we played in the first half an hour, they'll be out the door after that as well. We need to improve. It's difficult with the games one after the other. Medically we're down a few bodies with the pre-season. We're down now another body with David Webster having to come off with his groin. So we're only two games or a game in, and we're already struggling. So God knows what we're going to like with four games in 9 days. Although we can't blame that for anything today, because we were ready to go. We'd 6 weeks of the pre-season, so we've nothing but ourselves to blame and all. So congratulate the standard that Shamrock Rovers have got to. Like,
how much will this game bring you on?
I hope it brings us on.
Yeah, because you can play friendlies and you can train, but a competitive game just tests you like nothing else, doesn't it?
You might get away with mistakes. Played a lot of pre-season games, you probably get away with mistakes. Today you don't get away against the quality they have. But if we want to stay in this league, we've got to bridge the gap with us and even the top team, to put it that way to you. But the first half an hour was, that wouldn't get us a result in intermediate football, to put it that way to you. Don't mind the first division that we've been in and could be in again, and certainly not at the top of the league here.
You mentioned injuries there a couple of minutes ago. What's the situation generally? David Webster, you mentioned there, he went off today. I suppose you're not sure what's happening with him, because you haven't probably had time to assess it. But everyone else, what's the situation?
The Webster has hurt his groin. That'll take probably a couple of weeks. We have a number of lads that didn't feature today that add a little bit of quality to us that are out long term. And they were there with us in the stand, which was brilliant. They're very much part of the group. But when you lose quality players, we've a good panel of lads, but probably numbers-wise, we're thin on the ground, to put it that way to you. And, it's great. Probably the one credit I must give the league for this, while I have been very critical of the five games in the 14 days, it's madness. The one credit I will give them is the five substitutes rule, which allowed us to take lads off and not over, if you like, over push them, and they would pull up as well. That's one of the positives that I give them. But it doesn't make sense, the four games in 9 days, having been out for 5 months. The dog in the street with first year in medicine will be able to tell you that doesn't work, and is that a complaint about the other Webster today? No, but you take Tuesday, Friday, Monday, the chances are we're going to have lads pulling up because of basically overplaying in that short spell of time, not having kicked a ball for 5 months. But look, medically I'm not trained in that, obviously the league department are.
And just before I let you go, what did you make of the whole experience? This was your first game, obviously, and Rovers' first game as well, playing behind closed doors with no fans and in the current normal. I won't say the new normal, but the current normal.
What do I make of it?
What did you make of the experience? Because we talked about it so much, but now you've actually gone through it.
Yeah, it's not often you come to Tallaght where they're not shouting down your neck and making abusing you, probably that type of way, but that never bothered us. I think certainly the shouting for free kicks and that by the players is Does it matter more now? Very possibly, because it can be heard, and there was one or two decisions, albeit throw-ins, and that's not a criticism. We lost the game by the better side. But there certainly was a huge amount of roaring and shouting that goes on normally, except it can be heard.
So now, not having fans here might be an advantage to a home team?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, obviously, if this place was packed and they went 3-0 up after half an hour, you know, you'd want to get out of here. However, you know, if it was packed and we kept them at nil all with half an hour to go, they could turn on their home team. I think the biggest disappointment for us is in Ballybofey, where we won't have our own support, because they've been brilliant and probably over the years have kept us in the division and got us back into it when we went down, and that certainly would be a loss to us. Well,